Hello?
Hi, Grandma?
No, yes.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
What are you, Laura?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. How are you? Where are you?
Where am I?
Yes.
I'm in Texas.
Texas?
Yeah.
What are you doing down there?
Oh, I'm just, you know, rambling, kind of roaming around.
You are? Who are you with?
Kevin.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah.
So, you're just roaming?
Yeah, we're just seeing the sights and everything, but I had to tell you something.
What?
I'm pregnant.
Oh.
Isn't that exciting?
It's exciting, yeah. But you're in school. I mean, you're... Well, what do you, does your folks know?
Oh, yeah, they know. It's okay. I'm going to school at the same time.
You are.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
I don't know. I'm worried that I might alarm you with this, knowing how you are. You know, just the way you were raised. And it's not your fault, but I don't want to scare you, but.
Well, no, you can't scare me. I mean,
okay, well, the father. The father is a Filipino man, and I know your problems with that race.
No, well, I don't understand where did you meet him?
Oh, at a bar.
Well, now, what happened to, what's his name?
Kevin?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's still around. I mean, he doesn't really care. Yeah, he said he'll raise the baby as his own, even if it looks Filipino.
Adopt other races.
Oh yeah, like Angelina Jolie. Yeah, that's what he's going to be, just like her. But so, are you going to treat this baby kindly? That's kind of my concern. Is, you know, I don't want your racism to, you know, get in the way.
We don't have racism.
Oh, I've heard you talk when I was little. I heard you guys in the kitchen talking.
What were we talking about?
How much you hate Filipino people. And the gardener, the one gardener in the 60s that everyone in the neighborhood thought, you know, raped that guy, and you hate Filipinos. I heard you. Well, I think maybe you're just embarrassed to admit it. But anyway, so you'll be kind to this baby, right? Yeah, I don't want you to try to convince me to get an abortion or anything.
Oh, golly, I would never believe that. That's done.
I have not had an abortion. Okay. Yeah, I know all about. You don't need to preach to me tonight. I love you so much.
Well, appreciate your call.
You don't love me back?
Of course you do. We're our granddaughter.
I know, but when I say I love you, you're supposed to say, "Oh, Laura, I love you too."
Well, we do love you.
Okay. Okay. Well, the man that the baby daddy, you know. Well, we're kind of following him around. Yeah, he has a lot of money. Like, wow, a lot of money. And so we're trying to get enough money to buy some cars and, you know, fund our gambling habit.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, I've made so much money gambling, you don't even need to, like, think twice about it. But, you know, it's expensive. It's an expensive habit. It's like a hobby, not really a habit.
Well, for him, it's probably, I can't see. It's hard for me to imagine him having so much money and so on. But anyway, you're still...
Are you calling me a liar?
No.
Well, do you think he's lying to me? Oh, well, do you want to meet him? I can bring him over. I know where you are. No, I can, we ramble. We're like gypsies. We can get to Minnesota in 2 days. No, you don't want to see me? I'm pregnant. I can hear.
How many months are you pregnant?
2 months pregnant.
How much?
2 months. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of babies around. I'm hoping that I can drop him off at your house someday and you'll watch him, you know, for months at a time. Yep, I knew you'd love that. Anyway, I love you. We're going to go drink. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.